What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from Leighton. Leighton wrote on Spotify, "Hi, I'm Leighton, and I'm 12 years old, and my what-if question is, what if bedrooms can clean themselves, and everyone was born with everything they need to know, so they can play all the video games they want?" Leighton, thank you so much for this one. I think we've all shared the feeling of not wanting to clean our rooms at one point or another. Now, I've got another question from Link I want you to hear.
Hi, my name is Link, and I like dogs. What if all the What If World characters were video game characters? Thanks, bye.
Oh, Link. We have heard from a lot of kids who want video games incorporated into our stories in one way or another. I'm so grateful to all of them, just as I am grateful to you. Now, if you've listened to a few of our most recent What If World episodes, you may have heard of the Hand Hydra, also called the Million Hand-Headed Hydra, or the Handra for short, and how it was pinching apart What If World, especially the Observatorium, before being sent to a video game world. So we will be seeing our friend the Handra again, as we take a wild ride through the realm of Wentendo, a video game dimension where our hero Pipio is about to learn a very important lesson about balance, rest, and why sometimes doing nothing can be doing something. So let's find out. What if all the What If World characters were video game characters? And what if bedrooms could clean themselves and everyone could play all the video games they want? Have you ever had one of those days where you watched or played a video game for just a little too long? And maybe when you went to sleep, you found yourself dreaming of that self-same game? You might have dreamed yourself into the realm of this week's story, a land adjacent to What If World, called Wentendo. Wentendo is a place where every video game is possible, and all past and present video game worlds float around on giant discs, or beautifully clunky old cartridges, or sometimes just digital clouds. Occasionally they bump into each other, mixing up genres a bit. And there are a few rare characters that have the ability to travel from one disc world to another cartridge world to a third cloud world and beyond. Pipio Houlihan, who you might simply know as Pipio, was one such hero. Using his steel-heeled boots and his Magimagnet wrench, he could jump himself between worlds, which he loved doing, to explore them, to meet new people, and of course, to save the day.
"Thank you, Pipio," said the plant person mayor of a platformer world.
"You saved us all."
"It was nothing," said Pipio.
Pipio loved saving the day, but right now what he needed most of all was some R&R.
"You even made it through the dreaded spinach swamps,"
said the wide-eyed mayor, their vines wiggling with delight.
"Yeah, well, I eat the spinach for breakfast."
"Huh?"
"Present company excluded."
"Oh, you."
To escape further awkwardness, Pipio used his Magimagnet wrench to boost himself as he jumped with his steel heel boots.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Jumping to the land of the loading screen, the constantly swirling spiral at the center of all Wentendo, and the one place where people from every video game world could mingle.
"Thank you for unblocking my dungeon," said Dracomax from the Stuck Dragon game.
"You're welcome."
"And for fixing my braces so they weren't too tight," said Pixicato from the Presidentist game.
"My pleasure."
"You used your sewer wizard magnetic magic," to save my nickel stick from the mecha squirrel,
said Fred the dog from Stick Grab.
Yeah, but I still don't recommend you chew on that stick.
What?
And on it went, until our weary hero took one last jump into the swirling vortex at the middle of the loading screen world, and he was back in his quiet little corner of Wentendo, at his humble sewer pipe castle. Pipe-shaped furniture filled the few cozy rooms of his home, where he lived with his mother, Aqueduck. The walls were proudly decorated with past power-ups and victory trophies, but all he was interested in was his game witch. Being surrounded by metal, he was able to use his magnet wrench to push and pull himself in a gentle float all the way to his bedroom.
Ha!
Said Pipeo as he reached the door, except when he pushed the door open, a pile of coins and crystals spilled out into the hallway.
I'll deal with that tomorrow,
said Pipeo, floating himself to his bed and picking up his game witch. It looked a lot like a sandwich, or at least a big chunky 16-bit video game version of one. But when you lifted the top piece of bread, a screen flicked on, ready to take you to an infinite number of video game worlds, half of which Pipeo had already saved.
But these ones I can save while lying down.
Over the faint hum of his game witch, he could hear the distant sounds of stacking, sorting, and shifting that had been carrying through all of Wentendo for weeks now.
Mr. Eric, I said no more interruptions. I'm finally gonna get the high score in my relaxation game, and nobody's gonna...
But somebody gunned. Pipeo had just enough time to snap his game witch shut before his mom's duck-billed face appeared in the doorway.
Welcome back, my beautiful boy,
squawked Aqueduck. Yes, his mother was a giant green duck, and the original sewer sorceress of the Aqueduck games, where she traveled from world to world, trying to save the very baby that now sat before her as a teenaged sewer wizard, with a bit of an attitude.
Mommy-o, I didn't invite you in.
Your door cannot close from all this mess,
said Aqueduck, who was indeed just standing in the doorway.
Oh, come on, Mama. We can't do a whole long scene with the two of us. It's too much a bad Italian accent.
Aqueduck shook her head slightly. She knew her son was tired.
Why don't we both take a minute? Tidy up your room together. You can tell me about all your adventures. It'll be a nice, relaxing time.
You're so funny, Mommy-o. But the cleaning is a cleaning. Nothing relaxing about it.
As if in response, the distant sound of sweeping and tidying and stacking grew a bit louder. Aqueduck peered out the window to see the giant, million-hand-headed Hydra meticulously rearranging the world next door.
Okay, you win,
Pipeo sighed.
You go bake your cookies. I'll take care of things up here.
Aqueduck raised an eyebrow at her son. And yes, ducks do have eyebrows. But she decided to let Pipeo figure this one out. So she fluttered back downstairs to start working on her cookies. Again, if you played Aqueduck, the video game series from the 80s I just made up, you'd know that Aqueduck had to bake power-up cookies to get the baby out of hiding. The 80s were weird. Pipeo flopped back onto his bed as she left, eyeing in turn his game witch and the mountains of pixelated souvenirs overflowing from every corner of his room. Blocky banners, boxes of mystery boosts, flattened monsters that still waddled around contentedly.
Who says I'm content?
And of course, piles of crystals, gems, and coins.
That's it! The coins!
Pipeo leapt off his bed and picked up a handful of them. He wasn't sure what he would do with them yet, but he assumed that if he said, "That's it," confidently enough, I'd tell him how to solve all his problems.
And?
Asked Pipeo, waiting for me to remind him about the giant organizing Hydra.
That's it! I had every faith in me.
Pipeo ran to the window. Then he held out the coins as he shouted,
"Hey, Hydra!" I'll pay you to clean my room.
The creature turned, its many eyes, which were actually just hands, pinching themselves into little oval shapes, looked at the sewer wizard warily.
Come on, just take a peek at this mess. You get to relax by cleaning it up, and I get to relax by playing video games.
The Handra had just finished organizing the Mindcraft world next door. Blocky brains floated around in perfect order. So the towering many-handed creature reached across from its disc world to Pipio's old cartridge world.
See?
Said Pipio, opening his drapes wide, coins tumbling out of his hands and even out the window. As the Hand Hydra got a closer look, it saw the true mess of this tiny sewer castle and reached out as if to give Pipio a million high fives.
Okay, then I guess we have an agreement?
The Handra had gotten better at reading lips in the past few weeks, but it didn't need to hear Pipio's speech. It saw the mess in front of it, and that was enough. With excited claps, snaps, and taps, the Handra went to work, while Pipio went to play. And by went, I mean slouched on his bed, moving nothing but his eyes and thumbs.
Ah, so relaxing, said Pipio.
An hour passed, and Pipio was still playing his game.
What do you mean an hour passed? I only just finished managing my flower inventory.
But Pipio decided not to check the time, in case I was right.
No, that's not why. I'm just too busy relaxing.
But if you could see the way he was slouched, as you can hear the tone of his voice, you might start to wonder how relaxed Pipio really was.
What do you mean? The game is called Relax a Quest, and I finally finished collecting all the white flowers.
Oh, so now what happens?
Now I get to start collecting the off-white flowers.
Aha. And after that...
Well, that unlocks the online arena, where I get to compete with people all over the world to collect flowers the fastest.
Which is supposed to help them relax too?
Exactly! So will you stop interrupting me? Go narrate what the Hand Hydra is doing.
Okay. So meanwhile, the Hand Hydra had already finished cleaning Pipio's room, and Pipio's entire house for that matter. Everything was neatly stacked and organized, and one of the million hands had been writing a ledger recording where everything was. Now a few of the other hands were drumming their fingers impatiently.
Hey, Handra, you gotta learn to relax. So, why don't you go clean something else?
Pipio gestured vaguely out his open window, and the Handra made oval-shaped eyes with its fingers again, looking for any disorder it could find. It saw blades of grass that weren't all facing the same way, and some houses that looked different from other houses, and fluffy virtual clouds floating by, shaped like any animal or object you can imagine. If you've been practicing finding beauty in unusual places, you might see the disorder of Wendendo as a beautiful testament to the variety of human imagination. But all the Handra saw was piles needing to be organized. The one long arm of many hands that had been reaching into Pipio's house finally climbed back out, closing the curtain behind it, leaving Pipio alone to play. Or maybe help his mom bake cookies? Or possibly go to sleep?
I don't like what you're insinuating, Mr. Eric. My room is clean.
I know, but...
And Layton specifically said that we all know everything we need to know so we can play all the video games we want.
But how much do you really need to know if all you're doing is playing video games?
I don't need to know the answer to that. I'm busy playing video games.
I'm not sure there's much story happening here. I guess we'll go check on the Handra again.
Oh, this game is so frustrating!
Huh?
I gotta match the petals to the petals, and the stems to the stems, and the flower stamens to the other flower stamens. But I'm not getting enough stamens.
Oh, that does sound frustrating. How do you get more stamens?
Why do you ask a silly question? I just gotta play more video games, and you gotta leave me alone.
And so we left Pipio to his Relax Quest game, while we watched the million hand-headed Hydra do its new favorite thing, stacking, sorting, shelving, organizing, fitting and flattening, turning and tightening. To the Handra's finger-formed eyes, the whole world looked like one big disorganized jumble of Tetris pieces, and only it knew how to stack them properly. It worked all through the night, and it didn't stop at straightening out Pipio's world. It climbed from disc to cartridge to cloud and back, shaping each game world until it fit right beside another, or stacked right on top of it, tightening, compressing, cramming. And whenever anyone objected, the Handra knew just how to distract them.
"Excuse me," said Dracomax. "The game is called Stuck Dragon, but you're actually supposed to get me unstuck."
But the Handra just handed him a game which...
"Oh, now I can get myself unstuck, and I only ever have to move my thumbs."
"Pardon me," said Pixicato, "but you're not playing the Presidentist game correctly. The idea is to give everyone equal access to dental care and..." "Ooh, is that a game witch? I've been asking my moms for one of these for ages."
"Meow. Meow. Oh, my tongue is getting tired," said Fred the dog. "Thanks for coming to help me play stick grab, Handra."
"Hey, you're not supposed to stack the sticks up into a wall, but..." "Hey, I don't want your silly game, witch. Get this out of here." "Okay, it is pretty fun to chew, though. Am I playing it right?" "I think I am."
The sun was rising somewhere in Wentendo, but no light reached Pipio's room. And that was when the battery on his game, witch, finally died.
"Oh, I knew I should have plugged it in, but I was too busy relaxing to find the cord."
Pipio scrambled around in his room, but it was pitch black in there.
"Oh, that Handra could at least have left the curtain open for me."
But when Pipio opened the curtain, one half of his window was just a corner block of Minecraft world, and the other half was just the swirling vortex of the loading screen. Its dim, white light cast Pipio's room in a sickly glow, allowing him to finally see his clock.
"It's a morning already? Then why do I feel so terrible? I stayed up all night relaxing."
Fumbling, he found his magic wrench and made the top glow like a flashlight as he went to find his mom.
"Mamio, where are you? I'm ready for those cookies now."
He found Aqueduct sitting on the floor of the kitchen.
"Mamio, what are you doing?"
He passed by an open bag of flour and sugar, a half-melted pat of butter in a bowl, and eggs left out all night. Which is not something you're supposed to do with eggs in America. It's because of how we process them. You can look it up.
"And are you talking to me about messes?"
"Hush, and the Pipio. Mama's trying to bake a cookie."
"What are you talking about?"
And that's when he saw Aqueduct was crouched over her own game witch, playing the Cookie Crush game.
"Oh, Mamio, this game is absolutely worthless. All you do is make a different kind of cookies, which unlocks other new kinds of cookies. And then you gotta make a cookies against your friends. And like, why does that even matter? No one's gonna taste these cookies."
And it occurred to Pipio just then that no one was ever going to smell the flowers he was so busy collecting in his Relax Quest game.
"That never occurred to me until you said it."
But he knew somewhere at the back of his mind, behind all this tiredness and all this aggravation, that this game had stopped feeling relaxing a long time ago.
"Says who? I got all of the relaxing I need. Now I'm ready to go save Wentendo again."
And Pipio used his Magna Wrench to float himself back to his room. Although, he was a lot less graceful than before. Maybe because he was so tired.
"Quit it with the speculation, Mr. Eric. I got this."
And he floated out his window, dropping down to the loading screen so he could check out what was happening on all the other worlds. There was Dracomax, more stuck than ever, but not seeming to notice.
"I have almost got the Mega Platinum Dragon unstuck."
And all the plant people of the Plantformer video games were huddled in one vine-wrapped box. The glow of their game witch was the only light in the room.
"Mayor Marigold, your people need a real sunlight."
"Oh, I know. We just gotta get through the spinach swamps and then past the great indoors. That's where we'll find the sunlight.
Oh, mommy oh mia.
Piccicado wouldn't listen to reason either.
Now everyone will have braces.
Okay, I'm just gonna let you be creepy.
I love playing my game, witch. It's like a stick that never breaks.
That's just because you don't have any teeth. You gotta go see the presidentist.
Pipio had also seen, on all these worlds, that everything was orderly and stacked and fit together just so. And he finally figured out what had happened.
Yeah, you want me to defeat the million-headed Hydra in an epic battle. I get it.
That's not what I was saying.
Because that's more entertaining than a 20-minute story where you watch me play video games.
Well, that part is true.
So you admit it.
Whew, I think you really need to get some sleep, Pipio. Pipio?
Oh,
I hope he's not doing what I think he's doing.
Hey, you, a big boss of villain. Stop giving everyone a game, witches, and just give me a new battery.
The Handra was off on a distant Nintendo world, still in development. A perfectly white landscape, interrupted by black zeros and ones. And as the Handra organized them into one row of only ones, followed by one row of only zeros, and so on, even it seemed to be getting tired.
Hey, Handra, I was sort of challenging you to a big boss battle. Aren't you gonna throw a barrel at me or something?
The towering creature, with many tendrils made of interlocking hands, turned slowly and rather clumsily toward Pipio, knocking over stacks of zeros and ones, which tumbled toward our hero.
Ah, hero I go!
He tried to boost his jump with his Magna Wrench, but he was too tired to focus, and he stumbled into the binary avalanche, shrinking down to his Minio form.
I don't see any power-ups here,
squeaked Pipio, raising his Magna Wrench to protect himself. But the Handra was ignoring him altogether, trying to fix the fallen stack of numbers. But its many hands were shaking, and all it managed to do was make more of a mess.
Hey, Handra, I know organizing is very soothing to you, but I think obsessing over any activity is probably unhealthy.
The Handra slowed and turned to look at the shrunken video game character.
What do you say? We go take a nap, then we fix this up together.
Pipio slung his wrench over his shoulder and held out a hand toward the gargantuan monster. The Handra stared longingly at the pile of binary.
Ooh, a binary. That's a good video game. Right.
And the million hand-headed Hydra gently, sleepily reached out to hold Pipio's hand. They crept back to the loading screen, and Pipio half floated, half crawled into bed, while the Handra curled up around his sewer pipe castle house, and they both took a nice, long nap. They woke up to the smell of cookies, and there was Aqueduct with a fresh tray.
I usually say no cookies for breakfast. But when I finished playing that silly game, I look up and see it's mid-afternoon.
Pipio rubbed at his eyes and saw that Aqueduct's own eyes were red-rimmed and heavy-lidded. With one bite of a cookie, Pipio returned to his normal size. Then he looked out at the Handra.
Hey, Handy, have a couple of cookies. I've always been curious how you eat.
And like a hungry sock puppet, the Handra pinched up all the cookies, crumbling them in its hand mouths.
You know, I think a video game is kind of like a cookie. Sometimes you might really need it, and that's okay. But more than a little bit at once is just gonna make you feel worse.
The creature turned its hand eyes, regarding Pipio quizzically.
And even too much organizing is not a good thing, you know?
Said Pipio, gesturing to the dark and blocky world around them.
Why don't we go mess these worlds up a little bit?
The hands snapped excitedly.
Then you can tidy just what needs tidying.
I'm so proud of you. I'm gonna bake you some cookies.
Yeah, and the mommy, you're just gonna go to sleep,
said Pipio, taking the cookie tray from Aqueduct and gently guiding her to her bedroom.
Good night, Mamio.
Good night, Peppermint Cookie.
The end. Wow, Link and Layton, thank you for your questions. Thanks to everyone for their many video game questions, and really every what if you've ever shared with us. Folks at home, have you ever tried describing a video game out loud? Is it helping you learn something? Or is it making it harder to focus? Can you enjoy it on your own time, on your own terms? Or is there a mechanic that keeps pulling you back, bossing you around? Is there a beautiful story and experience driving the artful design of your game? Or are you just tapping? Talk with your grown-up. Ask these questions out loud. There are some wonderful games out there, but some of them are all flash and very little substance. Good thing you and your family can learn to discern one from the other. And maybe while you're talking about games, you'll come up with a weird new what if. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that there's a difference between relaxation and rest. We absolutely need to make time for both. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
You're listening to ICANN. The International Children's Arts Network is made possible by Hoffman Academy. Online piano lessons for kids. Learn more at hoffmanacademy.com.